Podcasting.
Almost live.
Epic Digital Podcast.
And that's from GarageBand.com. That's The Unleaded and Revenge. It's Saturday, November 27th, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce, and welcome to the Everything Digital Podcast. Everybody. I can do it. Everybody. All right. We'll let Adam Curry do the everybody's from now on. All right. It's Saturday, November 27th, the big part of Thanksgiving shopping frenzy weekend. Yeah, there's great deals everywhere. There's also a lot of people everywhere. You know, it's a compromise. Anyway, it's raining here in the studio. At least it was. Let's see if we can go hear the rain. Love the rain. Love it. All right. Okay. I don't have a wireless microphone. But hopefully I'll have one soon. But I do have a long cord on my USB microphone. So let's go over the window here and open it up and see if you can hear the rain. Getting as close as I can. All right, I'm going to swivel the microphone out here. There you go. You hear that? It does not rain much here, but when it does, it's awesome. It's a rare treat. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I should probably close my window before it comes in. Okay. Got those crank windows. Okay. Oh. Tripped over my cord there. Alright. There we go. Sorry. Gotta adjust that. Okay. Well, hope you enjoyed that. There's the San Diego rain outside the studio here. And, alright, let's see here. How about, that's still playing. How about we stop that? Fade out, I didn't quite fade in, but I can fade out. Okay, here's that news theme. Alright, here's your five-second technology headlines. First, a potential gas source found on the surface of the moon may solve the Earth's energy problems. Intel stock fell after an analyst downgrade as Apple shares received a boost. Researchers are developing a smartphone that analyzes use patterns and finds the best ways to help. Computer engineers cannot discover why such a large amount of UK computers crashed recently. The Da Vinci Project, a small private rocket, well, not really small if it's a private rocket program, but as far as rocket programs go, a smallish private rocket program, has experienced delays, forcing a later launch date. And that's all for the news headlines for today. Check out those full stories with links in the show notes at everythingdigital.tk. And by the way, I am looking into getting a Bluehost.com account. I heard that from Coverville, and he was saying that the Bluehost.com has been really great for him and helped him out with hosting Coverville, and so I looked it up, $6.99 a month for like 75 gigabytes of bandwidth, and I probably don't need that much, but maybe if my show becomes popular, I mean, you know, it's kind of popular now, but if it becomes popular enough to suck up 75 gigabytes, then I'll have it there. So anyway, I'm looking into that, and then I'll get everythingdigital.org, I think, since .com and .net are taken. So I can get .org, and then I can, like, solve all this messiness with the free SpyMac accounts that I've been using to host my files, and I don't know. I think they shut down my old one because they realized how many hundreds of megabytes of bandwidth I was using per day. So here is some satire I stumbled across on the internet. This is from yield.com, YEALD.com, and there is a link in the show notes. It's a fake news article about the recent dispute between, well, not really recent, it's been going on for quite a while, the dispute between Apple Computer and Apple Corporation, I think, or, yeah, because it's Apple Computer Incorporated, I think, and then it's Apple Corporation. And Apple Corporation is the corporation that produced the Beatles, I think. Spins off of that that controversy there. And here is the fake news story entitled Beatles Fans in Denial of Apple Computer. yeah, there's more to the title, but I've got to wait till the website loads. yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff going at once now, so maybe I've got it. Yep, okay. Beatles Fans in Denial of Apple Computer Heritage from yield.com. And there's a link in the show notes to the direct article also. So, it's loading. Should have had this pre-up, but I didn't think ahead. Now it's got to load. They've got all this poll stuff up. And looks like Apple Computer's doing well in the polls. Like product management, Microsoft, 5, Yahoo, 6, Apple Computer, 9. Research and development, Microsoft, 5, Yahoo, 6, Apple Computer, 9. I don't know what that is. Some poll they've got on their website. Anyway, okay, this is pretty funny. So I'm going to go ahead and read the whole article to you. And remember, this is fake news, so yeah, don't believe it. Okay. When Marcel van Leeuwen, I don't know. When Marcel van Leeuwen wrote that Apple will become the single biggest sales and distribution force in music, the poor guy quite correctly mentioned that even the Beatles named their record label after the computer company. This triggered an avalanche of email messages from indignant Beatle fans claiming it's the other way around. They are obviously in denial of history. Here are the facts. In the early 60s, Steve Jobs founded the Beatles. Being better at electronics and marketing than playing music, Steve acted behind the scenes, managing the band, mixing the sound, and writing the songs. At that time, it was already clear to Steve that the Beatles would one day help his computer empire turn into an entertainment empire. Since Steve realized that 40 years later, no one would believe him, he urged the Beatles to place hidden messages in their songs so that, should it ever come to a legal showdown between him and the band, he would have proof of his heritage. Just to quote a few. "I want to be famous, a star of the screen," demonstrated Steve's early love for interface design. "The continuing story of Bungalow Bill" aired Steve's frustration that Bill Gates was already planning a huge and beautiful new mansion in Oregon. "Fixing a Hole" was written instantly when John and Paul kept bugging Steve for a new song while he was fixing a security hole. If the previous clues don't convince you, explain this. How could a song from the 60s envision the digital world of the 90s? "Nowhere Man" conveyed Steve's deep philosophical conviction that we are all nothing but digital bits, stating, "Isn't he a bit like you and me?" Alright, that's fake news from yield.com. Got that in my Google Alerts for Apple Computer. If you've got a Gmail account, Google will send you an alert whenever there's new news on... whatever keywords you pick, and that comes from Google News, which is a wonderful source for news. They got news from everywhere. You know, they've got basically the top stories of the hour and links to probably over 100 different websites for each story that cover the same story. So it's pretty nice website for getting your news, because it's not all from one source. You get plenty of points of views. Anyway, so that's just, yeah, something I stumbled across. Thought you might enjoy it. Here is some non-RIAA music for you. This is from GarageBand.com. I've been surfing that a lot lately. And this is Ballyhoo, Long Shot. Long Shot from Ballyhoo. There's some great non-RIAA music out there, you know? I mean, just because it may not come on a CD and it may not be sold in record stores or even on the iTunes Music Store doesn't mean it's not a good song, you know, just because it's free for download and the artist is really generous. doesn't mean it's unprofessional, bad-sounding music. So, anyway, I definitely check out GarageBand.com. Lots of great music there, and lots of great non-RIAA music. So, anyway, there is a revolution in podcasting, and that is, well, I don't know. It's not quite a revolution. It's more of a modification. And that is the support of the new BitTorrent module for podcast RSS feeds. And that's from actually reallysimplesyndication.com. The link is reallysimplesyndication.com/BitTorrent RSS module. There's a link both in the show notes and on iPodder.org. And so basically what this will do is it'll allow podcasts to, instead of being encoded in MP3, they'll be BitTorrent files, which will supposedly share the bandwidth with everybody, so it won't be so straining on the author's server. It's already a little integrated with the iPodder X software. It's got an option to download BitTorrent files, but I don't know if it seeds or not. You know, if it sends the file back into the web for anybody. You know, that's how it shares the bandwidth. BitTorrent not only downloads, also uploads to anybody else who's trying to download. So it's coming from all sorts of different sources, not just from that one source like an MP3 does. iPodder X seems to be able to download them, but the thing is, I don't know if they're going to be then automatically converted into or unstuffed, so to speak, whatever you call breaking or not really breaking up, putting together kind of a torrent once it's downloaded. And it would download, I don't know, it would either download the torrent itself, the link to the torrent, or I don't know. Anyway, it would either download I just learned about BitTorrents like a couple days ago. I know. I should know more about this. But anyway, there is a file that's a .torrent file, and then there's a file that comes from the .torrent file as a result of opening the .torrent file with a torrent program. So I don't know if iPodder X would download the torrent file, and then it would need to be opened with a torrent program, a BitTorrent program, or if it would automatically convert the torrent file into whatever file it's supposed to be, an MP3, mainly. So I don't know if it would automatically sync with iTunes anymore, which is great, just being able to open my computer and know that iTunes is getting all the new podcasts, and they'll be automatically synced to my iPod. So anyway, it may need some further development on the part of iPodder X and iPodder and all that, all the podcatching, I believe is the term, software to support the new BitTorrent module. But hopefully, it'll be just as user friendly as everything is now for podcasts, and hopefully it'll work out pretty much the same way, except the bandwidth is shared. So anyway, check out those specifications for it. It's not deployable yet. They're going to do a test on the daily source code and on Morning Coffee Notes, I think, and on one other thing. Oh, the Dawn of Drew Show, right. So they're going to do tests of the torrent module on those shows and see how it comes out, and they're still waiting for comments, so go comment. There's a link in the show notes. Anyway, I was looking through old posts on dailysourcecode.com and trying to find the oldest available Daily Source Code MP3. So the first one, unfortunately, is not available, so I can't play that, but the first one, the first downloadable Daily Source Code I was able to find was from Monday, August 16th. And 2004, and it's not that old of a podcast, but it's definitely made its mark. Actually, as podcasts go, it's pretty old. anyway, it sounds like it's before Adam had his good audio setup, and there's a lot of crackling and popping, and I don't know. He says he's got his wireless mic, so I don't know. Maybe he didn't have everything good on the software side. So anyway, I'm gonna just play the first part of it. Here is the daily source code for Monday, August 16th. The oldest downloadable daily source code. Here it is. Same intro.
The power of your
It's modified a lot. Now he waits here a while.
Yeah, once again, it's the source code.
He gets that
and it's
right away.
Monday. Today is the 16th of August, 2004. Hi, everybody. I'm Adam Curry. Welcome from Curry Castle in lovely Belgium. And, of course, just as I'm about to start this, looks like everyone's coming home. Okay, my daughter. She had some kind of insect sting on her arm, and she went to the doctor, so I'm sure she'll come and show me how it is in just a second. So, I'm back on the radio for the final 2 weeks of my tenure, my year-long tenure. This morning, got up at 3:30. Yeah, that was quite a shock after about 10 days off. Although, you know, even on vacation, I couldn't really sleep in at all. Once you get into the rhythm, it's it. You're just in the rhythm. I was getting up at 6:30 every morning. And actually, as of September 1st, when there's no more radio show, I still think I'd like to try and get to bed on time and get up early. Yeah, it's just, there's advantages to it. Let's see, what's going on in the world today? Big news. Paris Hilton's sister, Nikki, also heiress to the Hilton billions, God knows what.
Faded out here.
Got married in Las Vegas.
So, anyway, there's an ancient daily source code as far as daily source codes go. And, you know, it seems kind of ancient, and you think when he's talking about, like, current world events, you'll wait, that didn't happen that long ago, and it didn't. This episode wasn't long ago, but it sounds so, you know, the way the show's done, it sounds ancient. I guess the way he's talking, it's changed now, so I keep having to remind myself, no, this is actually kind of current. You know, just seems to me like it's something from way in the past. Anyway, dug that up, thought you might enjoy it. We're coming on to 23 minutes here, so I'm gonna go ahead and play my closing song here. This is the Paper Street Saints, Break Me In, and that's also from GarageBand.com. I'm getting all the podcast music in there now. So, go ahead and post comments in the podcasting section of everythingdigital.uk if you want to. Or call or comment line 1-484-737-0669. It's just sitting there. I guarantee you it's not going to be busy. Go ahead and call. So if you're worried about it busy and that's the reason you're terrified to call, don't. It's not busy. Alright. You know, if someone calls, I'll devote, except for the 5 second news headlines, I'll devote the whole show to the first episode. No, that would be pretty boring, to be honest. Okay, I'm not gonna say that. But I will make a big deal out of it. I'll have a big celebration. There will be hard sound effects. It'll be a big deal. Some comments, audio. Just pick up the phone, 1-484-737-0669, and you'll be famous on the Everything Digital Podcast. Also, I've got another request for you. If you like the Everything Digital Podcast, go ahead to podcastalley.com and vote for us. There's a link in the show notes to our feed on that. And go ahead, or even if you don't like the show, vote us 1 star or 0 stars. And contribute to our rating. You only have one vote, and that's me. Of course, rated 5 stars. Anyway, go ahead and vote. So, let's see. That's all I have for today, everybody. I will see you on the next podcast. Ah!